Welcome in. Today we're doing transient shaping for Crunchy, Jungle Snares in Ableton Live, beginner friendly, all stock devices. If you've ever had a snare that sounds kind of okay solo, but the second you add a break, a reese, and hats at 174 BPM, it just disappears. This is how you fix that. In Jungle and drum and bass, the snare isn't just another drum. It's the anchor. It's the thing your ear grabs onto while everything else is flying past. So our goal is a snare that has a short, clear crack at the front, some stable mid-range body that doesn't wobble in the mix, and enough crunch and texture to feel classic without turning into harsh fizz. By the end, you'll have a layered jungle snare, a repeatable Ableton chain, and a couple quick arrangement moves so it actually rolls in a pattern, not just as a one-shot. Alright, open Ableton. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then create a new MIDI track, drop a drum rack on it, and load a snare into one of the pads. You can do this on an audio track too, but drum rack is perfect because layering is basically the whole game for jungle snares. As a starting sample, go for something breakish. An Amen style snare, a Think snare, anything with a bit of room tone or midrange bark. Super clean, super scooped modern snares can work, but you'll have to build more character from scratch. Now let's do the first thing that's weirdly the most important. Sample start. Open the snare in Simpler. Put it in one-shot mode. And usually, for one-shots, you don't need warp on, so leave warp off unless you have a specific reason. Now zoom in and adjust the start marker, so the sample begins right on a transient. No tiny silence before the hit. That little gap steals punch, and at drum and bass tempo, punch is everything. Teacher note here, a lot of my snare isn't hitting problems or just the sample start beating late by a few milliseconds. Fixing that can beat any plugin. Cool. Now we're going to do transient shaping without a dedicated transient shaper, using the volume envelope in Simpler. This is the beginner's secret weapon. Go to Simpler's controls and find the volume envelope. Set attack to 0 or as close as it goes. Then set decay somewhere around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Shorter will feel snappier, longer gives more tail. Set sustain very low, basically minus infinity if you can. And set release around 40 to 80 milliseconds. What you're doing is telling the snare, give me the hit, then get out of the way. Because at 174 BPM, long tails blur your groove and smear into the next 16th notes. If the snare is too clicky or pokey, don't instantly reach for EQ. First, raise the attack slightly, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. That tiny rounding can take it from annoying click to crack. Now we add crunch, but controlled crunch. And there's a big rule. Do your transient work before ambience. If you do this after reverb, you end up shaping the room and it turns into a clicky mess. So right after Simpler, add a saturator. Set the saturator mode to analog clip. Start with drive around plus 4 to plus 9 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so the level matches when you bypass it. And I want you to actually do that. Toggle the device on and off while you match output. If it only sounds better because it's louder, that's not improvement. That's a trap. Level match to slash B is not a tip. It's the rule. Optionally, turn on color. Set the bass somewhere around 1.5 to 3kHz, and depth maybe 2 to 6. That's a nice zone for getting that bite without just boosting extreme top end. You're listening for edge on the crack and a bit more density, but you don't want to squash the transient into a flat splat. Next up, transient control and smack. You've got two beginner-friendly options here. Option A is the standard Ableton compressor. Put it after saturator. Use an attack of about 10 to 25 milliseconds. That lets the initial transient through before the compressor grabs. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so it recovers in time with the groove. Ratio 3:1 to 5:1. Then lower the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Knee around 3 to 6 dB for smoother behavior. Again, level match with makeup gain. Option B is more instantly jungle. Drum bus. Drop drum bus in after saturator, and start with drive around 5 to 15%, crunch around 10 to 35%, damp somewhere around 6 to 12kHz to tame harsh fizz, boom off because we're not trying to turn the snare into a kick, and then the magic knob. Transient. Set transient somewhere around plus 5 to plus 20. This is basically your pseudo-transient shaper. It pushes the front of the hit forward, and it can make a snare read louder without you turning it up. If you push transient and your snare gets thin, back the transient down a bit and raise drive slightly. Think of transient as edge and drive as body density. You want both, but in balance. Quick coaching point. Watch the relationship between peak and body. A jungle snare that feels loud usually has a short, clear peak and stable mid-range energy. If your snare is peaky but not loud in the track, it might be all spike and no bark. If it's all bark and no peak, it might feel dull. We're building both. Now let's do EQ like a jungle engineer. At AQ8 after your dynamic stage. First, high pass at around 90 to 140 HE, depending on how much low end is in the sample. This clears space for your sub and bass. Then find the mod zone, around 180 to 350 HZ. Do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Don't overdo it. If you scoop too hard, the snare loses its chest. Then add crack with a gentle boost around 2 to 4.5 kHZ, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Wide Q. If it gets harsh, instead of boosting more highs, try a small dip around 6 to 9 kHZ. That's often where the fizzy pain lies. A nice mental model. Narrow cuts. Wide boosts. Jungle snares want character, not sterile surgery. Now we layer. This is where the crack plus body thing really becomes real. Inside drum rack, use 2 layers, maybe 3. Layer 1 is your top or crack. A short snappy snare or rimish hit. High pass at around 200 to 400 HC so it's mostly transient and presence. You want it to speak quickly and get out. Layer 2 is your body. This could be a break snare or a thicker snare. Keep some 150 to 250 HC if it's musical, because that's part of the bark. Let this one carry weight. Optional layer 3 is texture. A noise burst, vinyl noise, even a tiny hat tail. Band pass at around 3 to 10 kHZ and keep it very low. You should feel it more than you clearly hear it. Now, super important, alignment. Zoom in and make sure the start of each layer hits at the same moment. If you layer and it suddenly sounds thinner, that's usually phaser timing. Not bad samples. Here's the quick Ableton stock fix. Put utility on one of the layers and try phase invert left and right. If it gets stronger, you just fixed it. If flipping doesn't help, nudge the sample start slightly in simpler, tiny moves. We're talking milliseconds. And while we're here, one more coach trick. Keep headroom. If you're clipping early in the chain, saturation gets fizzy fast. Pull down the gain at the start so you're not smashing every device by accident. Then add crunch intentionally. Okay. Now let's make it roll in a pattern. Program a basic two-step at 174. Kick on beat 1, maybe another kick around the end of 2 if you want, and snare on beats 2 and 4. Then add jungle flavor with ghost snares. Put a quiet snare hit about a 16th before beat 2. Or even try a 30-second if you want that nervous energy. Drop the velocity to around 20 to 40. High pass it more aggressively so it's mostly click and texture, not another full snare. Ghost notes are a groove tool. Not just make it quiet, you can also shorten their decay, reduce saturation, and filter them more, so they truly behave like ghosts instead of tiny main snares. Add groove with a groove pool. Pick a subtle shuffled break groove. Keep the amount low, like 10 to 25%, and apply it more to hats and ghosts than the main snare, because your main snare is your anchor. If you swing the anchor too much, the track feels messy. Now add a touch of space, but keep it tight. Put a reverb on a return track. Set decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the crack stays upfront. High cut around 6 to 9 kHZ. Low cut around 200 to 400 HZ. Then send a small amount of snare to it. If you want more old rave vibe, you can push decay slightly, but filter it hard. We want room smack, not a reverb wash that eats the groove. At this point, your basic chain looks like this. Simpler, then saturator, then drum bus, then EQ8, optionally compressor, and utility if you need phase or mono control. And here's a really useful refinement. Sometimes drum bus transient brings up brittle top end. If that happens, put EQ8 before drum bus and slightly reduce 6 to 10 kHZ. Then raise the transient knob. You'll get punch without as much cymbal-like fizz. Now, quick mini practice, because this is how you actually get good fast. Duplicate your snare into 3 variations. Variation is your main. Drum bus transient around plus 10. Low reverb send. Variation B is crunchy. At about 3 dB more drive and saturator than a. If it gets harsh, dip 6 to 8 kHZ a bit. Variation C is tight and punchy. Shorten simpler decay by about 30%. Add a little more compression, aiming for maybe 4 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then arrange across 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8, use A. Bars 9 to 12, use A with occasional ghost notes. Bars 13 to 16, use B on bar ends as fills and use C right when the drop hits, like bar 13, so it feels like it snaps into focus. Listen for consistency of character, but evolution of energy. That's the jungle way. The snare stays familiar, but the track keeps leveling up. Before we recap, a couple extra fun options if you want to push it. 1. Parallel hit enhancement. Make an auto effect rack with two chains, a clean chain and a hit chain. All the hit chain, high pass aggressively around 300 to 600 HC so it's mostly attack. Then slam a saturator with plus 8 to plus 15 dB drive, soft clip-on, and a compressor grabbing 3 to 8 dB. Blend that hit chain quietly until the snare reads on small speakers without sounding brighter. 2. A noise tick layer without extra samples. Add operator on a new layer, set it to noise, make a super short amp envelope, then bandpass around 4 to 10 kHz. Blend it way down. This can add that gritty edge even to clean snares. 3. A sneaky transient trick with auto filter. Put a high pass auto filter after simpler, add a small envelope amount, and set envelope decay super short, like 5 to 30 milliseconds. That makes the first instant etched and sharp while leaving the buy fuller. It's transient shaping with filtering, not EQ boosting. Alright, recap. You got punch by fixing sample start and shaping the hit using simpler's volume envelope. You added controlled crunch with saturator and drum bus. You managed peaks and body with compression or drum bus transient. You carved space with EQ8, high pass for bass room, a small mod cut, and a presence boost in the crack zone. You layered top and body, aligned the transients, and fixed phase with utility when needed. Then you made it roll with ghost notes, groove, and a short room reverb on ascend. If you want, tell me what snare you're starting from, like a break snare, a 909 layer, or a modern clean one-shot, and what vibe you're chasing, like Amen 94, darker metalhead style, or modern roller. Then I can suggest a tailored chain, and what to map to macros for quick performance-ready variations.